I'm Jackie Campbell, and I'm joined today by Paul Roach. They specialise in coaching you to put cash in your business. Paul, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Paul, within business, is it always the same sort of kind of thing? You've got that whole, you start, you stop, you do the work, you invoice it. Or is there more to the cycles in business which are predictable?
Look, I think it's a trap when your business is small that you get the work, you rush out and you do all the work, and then you've got to go and find the next lot of work. And you get caught in this pattern of busy, not busy, busy, not busy, trying to find the next bit of work. Mm. And really encourage people to market consistently so the work is coming in continually. And if you do get a bit overloaded, have a plan in place on how you can deal with it.
Is that a case of having subcontractors you can hire, business liaisons with other people, or what was your recommendation there?
Look, it's about what works best for your business to work smarter. There's a lot of businesses out there like doing their own accounting or invoicing and filing and all sorts of other stuff. Sometimes you've just got to handball that over so you've got time to do the real thing. And the faster you can get onto the real thing, the better chance you got.
And by the real thing you're talking about?
What you're passionate about.
So if I like building widgets, I should build widgets and not sit there and do my books at all hours of the night?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, the faster you can stop doing your books, the better off your headspace is going to be, I think.
I'm sure my accountant would actually agree with you there. I occasionally get the thing which goes, were you doing this late at night? Which I'm not sure that speaks well to the quality of my bookkeeping, but I find it difficult to let go. What's the actual benefit, though, of me letting go of some of these things? Because no one can do my books like I can.
What, make a really big mess of it?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Moving on. Look, I think people have a belief that I'm spending money and I'm scared of spending money. Mm. But in reality, not spending the money can cost you a fortune. Some businesses, I go in, their invoicing isn't done for weeks or months.
Yeah.
They haven't got it out, so the customer can't pay it, and they're starving their bank account with cash. They haven't found the time to follow up because they got busy making the widgets. And there's a nice pile of widgets in the corner, but no one's done the accounts.
And unless, of course, you've done the marketing to go with that, you don't have a sales funnel for your widgets.
Absolutely.
But they're very beautiful widgets.
Oh, fantastic. I'm pleased for you.
So when we're talking about these cycles of business which go with that, it's a case of making sure that you're doing all of the critical tasks all of the time. Did I understand you correctly?
Money-generating activity.
So money-generating activities can be a range of things, or is there really some core things in there?
What you sell. What do you sell? That's the big question. What do you sell? What do you need to do to get money in the door to be able to grow your business or take the stress away from not being able to grow your business?
Okay.
Yeah.
So the more time I spend on stuff, the less time I have to actually do what I'm best at, which is generate interest in what I do, talk about what I do, market what I do, explain to the world why I'm the best person at what I do.
Yeah, look, and it's great to do your own marketing if you're in a position to be able to do that. And that's part of your business, fantastic. That's going to generate work for you. But there's a business owner I saw just before Christmas, and he literally was spending an hour a day cleaning the office because he liked to clean office. He literally mopped the floor, cleaned the bathrooms, and that's what he did. I'm going, mate, you've got a $6 million business, and you've got a mop and bucket in your hand. What are you doing? And he's complaining he doesn't get home to see his wife and kids. There's something in the connection pattern there that just doesn't happen.
Well, does he own a cleaning business? That's got to be the first
question. No, he doesn't. Well, great question. No, he doesn't.
Okay,
no, he doesn't.
Well.
Yeah, it's not just the obvious. It's if you actually break down your time and look at what you're doing, you can see the stupid stuff that we do as business owners because we think no one can do it better than us.
So how do you go about thinking, what do I do here? What's useful to me and what's not? Is that just a case of a good couple of glasses of red wine on a Saturday evening and taking a good hard look at yourself?
I'm not going to spoil a Saturday evening with that sort of stuff.
Well, you've obviously got your business sorted.
Oh, look, I think it's questioning everything we do and why we're doing it. And are we the best person to do it?
And is that a conversation best had with somebody else?
I think so.
I've actually had that conversation quite recently, so I was justifying why I was still doing A, B and C, like my books. And I actually had no real reason other than just because I used to be really tiny and I just didn't let go.
And that is one of the reasons why businesses go bankrupt, because they won't let go. There's an emotional attachment to it that they can't let go. It's like the guy that cleans the office every night. He does it because when he started out, he did it. He couldn't afford a cleaner. and he just hasn't let it go.
So your advice would be let go, look at ways of working smarter within your business, and then just get on with doing what your core purpose is.
Open up the funnel. Well, imagine as a funnel, you're pouring water in the top, and that's your time and your energy. Get a bigger funnel.
Get a bigger funnel. Great, great words of advice.